Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to learn Simen Shin Ayin Gimel, and this is page Resh Mem Gimel Amid Aleph. So it's only one Si'if. Let's get to it. So Shtei Gzuz Tra'os, if you have two ledges, Perish Nesorim Boltim Yisfas Tikras Aliyah L'Rishos Rabim, so you have two ledges that are on the second floor that come off of a second-story apartment on both sides of Rishos Rabim. It's a Machlokas Rishonim, whether it means on the same side of the street, two neighboring apartment buildings on the same side of the street coming out of the second floor on the opposite sides of the Rosh Hasharabim. Habotos Mishtei Aliyos Zu Keneged Zu V'nasim B'neim Nesem Rach Varba. Let's assume it's across the Rosh Hasharabim. That's what the Shulchan Aruch seems to be assuming, that it's across the street, that they protrude out one across from the other, and you put a four tefach wide plank in between these two ledges that you could be able to walk from one to the other. Harehu kePesach, then it becomes like a Pesach Uma Arvin Yachad, and that entitles you to make one big Eruv. Now, if they weren't even four tefachim apart from each other, if one ledge comes out to within four tefachim where the other ledge comes out to, and you can just walk right over it, a regular person's stride will just naturally be more than the gap between them, then you don't even need a bridge between them. You don't even need that plank to connect the two of them together. And then it would be mutter anyway. Now, even when you have this Pesach where you're allowed to make one big Eruv, you don't have to. Each side can make their own Eruv. But if they're scattered a little bit, they're not right across from each other. One of them is a little more this way, one of them is a little more that way. So the only way to connect them would be a plank that would be on an angle. It wouldn't be going directly across. Then that's not enough to be able to make an Eruv with one big Eruv for all of it. Or if they were of uneven height, lo chashiv Pesach, that also cannot be considered a Pesach. But all of this is only if they're more than three tefachim apart from each other. But if they're within three tefachim, whether it be in height or whether it be in distance, when they're scattered, one to the Mizrach, one to the Marav, Chashav Shapir kePesach, that would still be considered a Pesach. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Zo keneged zo, Ratzalomer, Shezo bolit midarum letzafon, V'zo mitzafon ledarum. One comes out from the southern side of the street, the other one comes out from the northern side of the street, and they almost meet in the middle, but don't quite. So Neser, then you put this little board as a bridge between them. And it has to be where you nail down that board to serve as a bridge, because it has to be something that can't be easily removed on Shabbos. It has to be a Pesach that's going to stay there for Shabbos. So Areu kePesach, that becomes a Pesach. Pirush. And therefore, what this means is that because you have this bridge between the two upper stories, you're allowed to carry things in the two chatzeros from one to the other. If you just make an eruv with one as a single unit, because since they have this four tefach wide board that connects them, it's very easy to go from one aliyah to the other, and therefore it's mitzarif. V'kasva prima gadim dafka k'moshetziar mechaber shoyagzus shros boltos min aliyos sheish ben diyorin. That it has to be like the case that the mechaber set up, where there these balconies are sticking out of upper stories where people live, meaning it's a second floor apartment that these balconies are coming out of. Because when you have two homes, even if they're elevated homes, they're more than 10 tefachim off the ground, you can connect them to each other and they can make an eruv with each other. But if you just have these balconies sticking out of a chatzer where there isn't, it's not a home, it's not somewhere where people live, then that is not going to be able to connect. You can only connect chatzeros with something on the ground or in the ground, with something much lower, with something below 10 tefachim, like a wall and everything a wall with a door in it or something like that. But something more than 10 tefachim off the ground is not going to work. The Yemein HaMerchak, and we said, if the distance between them is less than four tefachim, then you don't even need the bridge. Haynu shein ben gzusra l'gzusra hefsek avir rak pachos me arba'a tefachim imken yuchal so bikal mizel lezeh. That when they meet in the middle to within four tefachim of each other, so then you could easily walk right over it. So right over the gap. So dina hachi, then the halacha would be the same, that you're allowed to make a single layer for both properties. Kemo b'neser, just like you had a bridge. Sheichal nariv yachad kashiyertzu. That if you want, you can make a single layer of him. Or if you want, you can make two Erevin. Now all of this is only if when they come to within four tefachim of each other, it's not all across the length of the whole wall. Because if they were within four tefachim of each other along the full length of the wall, or for more than 10 amos of length, then they must make only one Erevin, not two separate Erevin, because then it's totally considered parutz to the other place. It's not a Pesach anymore, it's a Pirtza. Once it's more, just like the Halachos by Mechitza, so if it's open more than 10 Amos, that's not a Pesach, it's a Pirtza. So it needs to be one Erevin, not two. The Imratzu Kalachas, and then the Shulchan Aruch said, or if they want, they can make their own Erev. Davka Kshena Neser Machzik Rak Me'arba Tfachim Ades Ramos. That's provided that the bridge is somewhere between four tefachim and 10 amos wide. Avlim merutzav penesarim yosem esr amos. But if you make you put a whole bunch of planks that span more than 10 amos to bridge the gap, then ma'ar v'nechav l'shaim. Then once again, you must make only one eriv and not two. Vida demashet shrich l'ariv yachad urak l'hol shiucholun kalecha l'taltel alagzustra v'chein l'chatzar chaveru kelim shafsu babayis. The fact that you have to make one eriv will only benefit you, that you're going to be able to be metaltel on the ledge and also into the other guy's chatzer, any kelim that were in the house when Shabbos started. Av mikol makom afilu lo erev yachad yicholim kolach lariv latzmo hachatzer umbatav aliyah shelo. But each chatzer is allowed to make their own erev to allow you to carry within their chatzer and their bayis and their aliyah. Right, that they're certainly allowed to do. It's just about the gzustra is going to be off limits unless they make an erev between them. That if each one makes their own eruv, they can each take their own stuff from their own homes to their own balconies that belong to their side of the street. But the part of the balcony that's right across from where the bridge is, or the bridge itself, that they would not be allowed to take klei abayis and put them there. Because then it's really parutz to the other guy's property. Then we spoke about the case where they're not directly across from another. One is further in and one is further out. One is further to the east, one is further to the west. It's more scattered. That it's to the east of where the other guy, where the other balcony is. Then, and remember, we're talking about that the two balconies are on the north and south side of the street. So if one is further to the east and the other is further to the west, right? So it means that they're scattered. They're not directly across from one another. So then they're not going to be able to make one eruv. Because even if you put a bridge, a plank to connect them, it's going to go from the corner of one of the balconies to the corner of the other balcony. It can't go directly across because they're not directly across from each other. So you have to connect them at the corner. And that's not called a Pesach because people don't make a Pesach at a corner. And also people would be very nervous about walking across such a bridge. When it's a straight line, people are a little more comfortable that they feel like they don't have to have the best balance, you know, to be able to get through. But it's just like it's an optical illusion, even though it's four tefachim, it's the same four tefachim of width. But when it's on an angle, people are just going to get more nervous about crossing such a plank. And we said, Chashav Shapir. We said if it's within three tefachim of each other, then it's for sure considered a Pesach. Pir shavi kilu aneser munach b'shave. Then it's as if the plank is even, meaning even though it may be off by a height of less than three tefachim, that's not considered that they're scattered heights. Within three tefachim is considered the same height. Or when it's one to the Mizrach, one to the Maariv, if they're within three tefachim of each other, that's not considered scattered, because within three tefachim is considered evenly across from each other. each other. Kipesach, da, the mashamru ben berichuk ben begova. That which we said within three tfachim, whether in distance or in height, haynu shamruchak mizeh mizeh yoser me'arba tfachim ba'avir shaben zol lezol. That's talking about a case where they are more than four tfachim apart, like this halach and Shulchan Aruch was talking about. El shazo gavoa mizo. But one side is slightly higher than the other side, by a discrepancy of less than three tefachim. Then we say it's as if they're directly across from each other. And what do you do when you have two balconies that are directly across from each other that have a gap of a little more than four tefachim between them? So you put a plank between them. Or likewise, if they're off to the east and west, meaning they're at a diagonal to one another, but the diagonal that they're apart from one another is only less than three tefachim apart from one another, Amrina Lavud, we apply Lavud Vavi Kiluhem Zokanagazo, and we view it as if they're not apart from one another, as if they're directly across from one another. Vaz Afshadai Nishavi Rachuk Ben Zolazo, Yosem Erbat Tefachim, Mutali De Nesr Shnosem Ben Zolazo. So even though the gap between them is more than four tefachim, but a bridge will help. A bridge only doesn't help when it's way off in terms of the height or when it's on an angle. But if it's just within three tefachim of an angle, that's not really called an angle. That's considered that they're across from one another. So what we learned tonight, just to review what we learned tonight, is if you have two balconies on two sides of the street, if you make a four tefach wide bridge between them and you nail it in place, that's considered a Pesach, and they have the option of making one Eruv or two Eruvin. However, if that bridge has to go on a diagonal because the balconies are scattered and apart from each other, at a diagonal from each other, then it does not work. And if they're at a different heights from one another, it also does not work, unless the gap in height or the gap in distance, if they're scattered, is less than three tefachim, then it will work to make such a bridge. But Hashem, tomorrow night, I think same time, same place, we'll pick up with the beginning of Siman Shin Ayin Dalet. Everyone have a great night.